The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Tiny transmitters attached to Atlantic salmon are helping to solve a mystery about their lengthy and sometimes fatal ocean treks and why the fish's population numbers are dropping. Adult salmon are champion swimmers, often trekking more than 2,500 miles from rivers to the ocean feeding grounds and back to these same rivers to reproduce. Once salmon hatchlings emerge from their eggs in freshwater rivers, they spend the first 2 to 3 years of their lives in that water before migrating to the ocean. However, for every 140 salmon that reach the ocean, only one fish returns to the river. The transmitters showed that significant numbers of the fish are at least making it well into the sea rather than dying as soon as they enter the ocean. About 30% of a tagged group migrated from a river in Maine at least 370 miles in the ocean to a region off the coast of Halifax, Nova Scotia, on their way to feeding grounds off of Greenland. Salmon are iconic fish, but they're becoming endangered and people want to know what's happening to the population. This is the first step to finding out where in the ocean the salmon are dying and what's causing their decline.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.